More music.
More variety.
With Jesse Lozano in the morning.
Star 94.1,
Jesse Lozano in the morning, and I do not want to fight with you on the radio next, but we have to get to the bottom
of
this.
I mean,
Delana thinks. Delana thinks, okay, her and her wife have a $50 Valentine's Day gift limit. Mm-hmm. And she thinks she's got to somewhere squeeze flowers into the $50.
Well, I can't. If I'm going to do flowers, I've got to go to Vaughn's or I've got to go to Trader Joe's and get the flowers there.
So what I'm trying to tell Delana right now, and I need someone on the phones to agree with me, is that the flowers are a fringe gift item. They're not included in the $50 Valentine's gift item. I know this seems confusing.
But like a dozen roses delivered is like $70.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's a fringe thing. You have to still find the money to spend on the flowers, and then the gift is a whole different. The flowers can't be in the gift.
So you could still go to Vaughn's, but that $10, $12, $15 that you'll spend at Vaughn's won't necessarily be taken out of the $50 budget.
Perfect, producer Shelley. Why can't you buy this? Why can't you buy into it?
All right, ballers. $120 to spend?
Yes, on my wife. It's totally worth it. I don't want to hear about it all year. 570-1941. Let's talk about this next.
Can't I just stop at a corner and pick up a teddy bear and a balloon?
Don't the flowers not fit into the actual $50 budget? Let's talk next. 81% of couples plan to celebrate Valentine's Day this year. 26% are bored of it. 53% admit they usually do the same thing every year. 53%. Mm-hmm. Pink with Beautiful Trauma on Star 94.1. Jesse Lozano in the morning.
You know, they'll probably like go to the first place they ever went together. You know, that seems to be a big tradition, right?
If you live in the same city or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's see. What's the first place I ever went to with Natalie? She was my daughter's babysitter, so my apartment.
Oh, boy.
After I worked at Club Menage.
That's romantic.
I came home like 12:30. Anyway, okay, maybe I'm not the romantic I thought I was. Let's check in with everybody in Valley Center. Louise is on the phone, or Louise. Hey, Louise, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do we do? Delana has a $50 mm-hmm. budget for her gift with her wife for Valentine's Day.
Limit. There was a limit put on it.
Okay, limit, budget, whatever. I say her spending money on flowers does not enter into the $50 budget. It's a separate thing.
The flowers they just die. Just throw them in the trash before you even buy them.
Hey, wait, that's actually a sad thing to
say.
But there is something to be said about they'll die fast.
I'm just playing. Your wife needs chocolate dip strawberries.
I see. So forget the flowers.
Yes.
Forget the flowers and get chocolate dip strawberries. Hey, do you guys, your office is in San Diego, correct?
Mm-hmm, right off of Arrow Drive.
So on Tuesday, the day before Valentine's, I can bring you chocolate dipped strawberries for free.
Oh.
Only because
How's that?
I won Miranda Lambert tickets from you guys 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. So this is a little scratch our back, scratch your back. We'll kind of make this nice for Valentine's Day. I get it. Louise, of course, we'd love to have you in. You need to come hang out with us actually in the morning. Come a little bit earlier so you can sit in on the show.
You don't have to bring us anything. We love giving away stuff.
But white chocolate are my favorite.
Okay.
Hang on, Louise. Hold on a second. So let's talk about it. Where are you at with this? Because now that I brought this up.
Because I promised. The last time we did this, though, I hated it because I had to make something to fit into the $50 budget.
I do not
like making things.
So what are you thinking for $50 for Valentine's Day for your wife? Like what is even on the radar for $50 for you?
Well, you could do like a romantic card, you know, like maybe like a sweet letter. I could do that, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I already know what I'm getting her. It's an electronic something or other she asked for. Right?
Is that under the $50?
Yes.
So you got that. Yeah, you're going to do a nice card, which will cost you nothing.
Yeah, and then maybe dinner at home.
Dinner at home.
Make her dinner.
You guys are silly. Go out. I don't understand this budget thing. $50 on Valentine's Day? And then you won't even figure out a way to take her to dinner? And then you're concerned about not paying for flowers?
Are you trying to say I'm cheap? Because just go ahead and say it. I'm trying to be practical here. And then she set the limit, not me.
Being a little cheap. Let's go to Temecula really quick and say hi to Austin. Hey, Austin, good morning.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
Good, pal.
Austin, our newlywed friend.
What do you think? Oh, is this our newlywed friend?
Yeah,
8 months tomorrow.
Oh, yay. Hey. What's up, Austin? What do you think about this, bro? Now you got your girl now, and Valentine's Day is coming up.
Well, we have a $60 limit ourselves, mm-hmm. But it's a given. The flowers are not included in that. That's just a given.
I told you.
Dang it.
It's, you know, I take the dinner. We always go to P.F. Chang's. This is our third Valentine's Day, and that's not included either, so...
Do you know what I'm saying, Delana?
There's wait, like these dinner's fringe, not included either?
Nah, because there's these fringe
now
things
you're talking,
happening.
You're getting me up to like $250, $300. Well, that's too much. Yeah.
Delana, dinner on Valentine's Day is a standard, absolute standard. And if it's at your house, I just don't know about you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, that's kind of romantic. I got to try that at least 1 year. Maybe, you know, she's the one that cooks in the house. Yeah. So maybe if I cook her a nice romantic dinner, but I'm sure it's not going to be as good as P.F. Chang's, though. Mm-hmm.
Man, you like you some P.F. Chang's. You guys into those lettuce wraps
oh, that's
or something?
Her favorite. That was our first date. That was the last three Valentine's days, too. So.
Oh, well, Austin, cool, buddy. I'm glad to get you on the phone and talk a little sense to Delana, man. Have a good morning.
Yeah.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you, Austin. Glad everything's going good with your new wifey. Should we take one more caller?
Sure.
Do you want someone that sides with you or someone that sides with me?
You're running the show over there.
Okay, then let's go to Olivia, Greg, and Menifee. Hey there, Olivia. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. So $50, Valentine's budget for Delana and her wife. What do you think?
I think the flowers, the dinner, everything needs to be included. Just to be fair, if you guys set a limit, then she might be thinking within the same range. And it would be unfair if you bought the flowers outside of the 50. And I think working within the 50 gives you a lot of creativity.
Uh-huh.
One of my friend's colleagues, they actually go to IKEA. They have little doorways between parts of the store that they go to, or they'll get a $20 thing and do people watching. There are coupons you can order for, like, a free dinner. I'll cook you a free dinner. I think it's more sexy, it's more fair, and it's more romantic to get more creative within the $50,
I like your argument.
This is all built around creativity for Olivia. I love that. Yeah, that's true. You can spend a little time, put it together, and really make a long day of it. Thanks, Olivia. Great call.
See you soon. Thank you.
Take
great
it easy.
Idea.
We love you.
You made a great point, and I'm going with that.
So, okay,
I'm stick to it.
You need to do, I think, a combination of all that. I think Olivia's right with like the coupon for this or that. I think, first of all, Murray would laugh at that. If she got a Delana coupon, it sounds kind of funny. But you should do that. I don't know. You still need to do the flowers as an outside fringe item, though. Just wanted to tell you that.
Okay.
It's outside the $50.
Jesse Lozano in the morning on Star 94.1. More music, more variety.